Democrats have given tolls their best shot. They floated every toll idea under the sun. And if you think you're sick of tolls, let me tell you, they proposed tolls on cars, just trucks. They offered resident discounts. They went from 85 toll locations down to 50 and now 12. The reality, though, my friends, is that there's no toll plan that can make it across the finish line. The residents of our state, they don't trust our Democratic leaders. We've seen far too many promises broken to trust government with a new taxing mechanism, no matter the protections. Tolls cannot be the solution to transportation problems for many reasons. But first and foremost, because tolls cannot be passed.
That's right.
True or not, we're going to bring on our next guest. He is the Senate Minority Leader, Len Fasano.
Len, one and only.
Good morning, Len.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing well. How are you this morning?
Doing okay.
Well, that's good. You're not. I get a sense that you're driving. You're on the highways right now, right?
Yeah, I don't see one toll gantry.
Yeah, and I'm very happy. Let's keep it like that.
Sounds good.
So, we're hearing that earlier this week, there was a caucus regarding the draft language for this tolling bill. However, the governor himself never attended this meeting. Are you familiar with this?
I heard there was going to be a meeting, and I heard that perhaps governor's staff may be there, but I never heard anything after that planned meeting.
Okay. So have you received a leaked version of this new draft language for the transportation bill?
What's amazing is to think, you know, Gary, because of the way they're doing stuff up there, that the only way I can get a version is a leaked version.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said leaked. It's sad, isn't it? Here you are, right. The Senate Minority Leader, and you need to get your info from the media, not from the leadership. Just think about that, my friend. I know a lot of people listening right now. This is prime time as people are on their way to work. Think about that. We've got the Senate Minority Leader on right now, and the only way he can get any details on the language of this supposed draft for the transportation bill is being leaked through the media rather than either the governor himself or the majority leadership. Let that resonate. Let that sink in for a minute. That's insane.
And to that point, a couple things. One, the public has got to understand whether it's okay, it's partisan, Len doesn't like tolls, so why are we going to give him the bill? What about the public? What about the public's right to know what's in the bill? Forget about Len Fasano. What about the public's right to know what the majority, the arrogant majority is doing, saying we are going to write a bill and we're going to keep it as silent as we can. By the way, we're going to leak it to one press outlet. And the only thing they could report out of that bill are things we're telling them to report out of that bill.
Yeah.
And you, press outlet, which is one press, Hartford Current, cannot give out any more details than what we tell you. So the press has an obligation to say, no, don't give me that bill. We're the press. We're not supposed to be doing your bidding. We're supposed to be the voice of the public. We're supposed to be the transparent media. But rather than doing that, they become the puppet of this administration to give out only those elements that the governor wants you to have. So, for example, where's the data? Where's the pro forma? Governor Lawrence said tolls are going to be there yesterday. He said for 30 years. What happened? We fixed the bridges and then they're going to be down. So what's really ridiculous, and people should be outraged about this administration. Look, almost everybody believed Malloy was a prickly guy. But Malloy never played hide the bill. He said, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. Here's the bill. You could disagree with me. I get that. But there it is. This guy's like, I can't defend it, so I got to hide it. And okay, news media, I'm going to give it to you because I trust that you're going to deliver my message on my tone in lockstep with me. But don't dare ask me questions. Don't ask me to verify anything. And oh, by the way, don't you tell the public anything I don't want you to tell.
Right. Only disseminate what the part that I want you to, that I want out there, not everything else that's in the bill.
Correct.
Oh,
and this media says, okay, I'm with that.
How can they be with that? That's, how is that, you know, fair and balanced information?
How is that even the media's obligation to the people of the state of Connecticut? They're either going to be trans, you know, they talk about, you do anything that restricts FOI, these guys go crazy. Anything. When we wanted to say, listen, you can't have pictures of the kids at the Sandy Hook that some sicko wanted, the press was saying, oh, that's a dangerous slope. Everything should be FOI. They get a document from the governor's office with controls, and they're saying, you know what, we can't give it up. Well, so much for FOI, as long as they have the information. Yeah. It's absurd. That really bothers me a lot. But the real culprit is this administration and the Democratic majority, who refused to share any information about this bill, knowing how contentious it is. They refused to give it any sunlight. And, you know, don't forget what I told you guys, I think 10 days ago, I told you, write this down. It will be 18-18 in the state Senate. And yesterday on Capitol Report, or this morning, I can't remember, it said the vote's going to be 18-18. That's the games these guys play.
Yeah. No, you did. You said that right here. Matter of fact, first of all, you're on the second and fourth Thursdays with us, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're on every 2 weeks with us, the second and fourth Thursday. 2 weeks ago today, you said the same thing, Lanny. You said, write it down. And you had never said this to anyone until that time with us, that it's going to be a tie in the Senate. They already have the votes in the House for it, in favor of tolls, and that the deciding vote will come down to the lieutenant governor who presides over the Senate. Yeah,
that's exactly what seems to be playing out.
All right, so the apparently the bill we hear is supposed to be released by the end of this week. I don't know if that means today. I don't know if that means tomorrow. Heck, I don't even know if that could be Saturday, a weekend. And that supposedly you'd be going in on the 29th of January. But you yourself are saying that that may not even be true.
I have no idea what these guys are doing. I mean, I really don't. I'm not sure they're all on the same page either, frankly. I think there's going to be a push to get a bill out and have an informational hearing. I believe there's going to be a push for that before session. Now, that covers their position. It makes it look like they're doing something. I don't think there'll be a vote in either the House or the Senate before session. But I could see them putting out a bill, doing an informational hearing. There'll be no, there's nothing other than saying, we did our job. There it is. We said we would do it. Here you go. But I don't think there's going to be a vote for a number of reasons. Just herding cats is very difficult before session, getting people in. And their vote count in the House is probably pretty close. And obviously in the Senate, it's going to be pretty close. So I don't think that's going to happen as a vote, but they may do a public hearing. But if they're writing a bill, they have to have a pro forma. That is, they have to be able to know how many trucks, what are the costs per truck. And that's what I've asked OPM and the governor's office, as well as OFA, who doesn't have the information, and DOT. Give me the pro forma. That is, how many trucks, where are the trucks, how much are you going to charge? And the reason why I asked for that is, when they were tolling all these trucks, they came up with $20 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now they let a whole bunch of different trucks go untold, and they got 19.1. I want to understand, did the rate change? Because that's a lot of trucks you're not tolling anymore. Did the rate change? Because they were charging the highest rate in New York. Not New York City, but New York. And I want to see if it's higher than New York City, which they said they would never do for a bunch of reasons.
I don't know if you, I'm sure you're aware of this. We had learned yesterday that the Rhode Island Department of Transportation fell short by about six in their projections for tolling revenues on trucks by 66%. You want to talk about being way off. And that's really the state that we need to look to, because let's face it, they were, I don't think they are at this moment, but they were doing trucks only tolling. Did you get a chance to see former state senator Len Susio's op-ed in yesterday's Hartford Courant?
Yeah, I did. And look, you know, let me just say this. Keith Vaniff, who's a great reporter on budget issues, is all over this, and he's going to be putting out an article in the next couple of days. When this administration said it's a fallacy that transportation's been funding general fund, the general fund has been putting the money into the transportation fund, and that's really what's happening. It speaks to the how naive, and I'll just say it, lack of knowledge this administration has of the budget has been now with an exclamation point. The truth of the matter is, what we do is we pass bills that tax petroleum products for which the general fund is the collector of that revenue.
Uh-huh.
And then it was saying we're doing that so that they could collect the revenue in the general fund, because that's where the collection occurs. And then we bring it over to the transportation fund, and that's why the taxes were put in. So the idea of the tax was to fund the transportation fund. That was a promise.
Right.
And this administration acts as if that never was a promise, and saying, look how much money we're taking out of general fund to put in the transportation fund. It goes to the whole fundamental element of trust. We put that tax in telling people we're not putting it in to fund our general fund. We're putting it in to fix our roads. And people said, I don't like it, but I get it. Now this governor is saying we should ignore that promise.
No.
It is the hypocrisy of hypocrisy. It is the lack of knowledge of lack of knowledge. And why this guy, this governor, and this administration would say, put their neck out on the line for something which is a lie, is beyond my imagination.
Yeah.
His credibility continually takes a hit each and every time he speaks about transportation. He has no validity.
I just one final question here. Please remind me and our listeners as well. All right, what's the duration of time that it takes to announce when there'll be a public hearing and the date of the actual public hearing? You have to give notice of what is it, a week or 2 weeks, or what is that?
It's 5 days.
Oh, it's 5 days. Okay.
5 days. And I can't recall off the top of my head if that's business days or weekends. I think it's business days is my guess. But I don't want to say for sure. It might be including weekends, but it's 5 days.
All right.
They could call us in 24 hours, but it's 5 days.
Right. Well, that's they can call the legislators in within 24 hours for a session, but for public hearings, it's got to be 5 days. All right. There we go. Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks from today.